Hi, aunties. It's a few days into the new year. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you've had a chance to really enjoy yourself over the holidays. For me, 2023, it drained me. I drain with a capital D. Like, I can't even begin to... This little episode, if you want to call it that, the preamble of season three, I would not even want to get into all of the things that took place for me, particularly in the last half of the year. Drained me. I honestly found myself in December completely wiped out, totally depleted of all things positive, no energy, no faith in other people, and needing love, a certain type of love that I've been able to get from friends and some family, but not really the love that I'm craving from particular family members. And that's a whole nother thing. But what I'd like to talk to you about today is the journey that I'm on in 2024 to restore these essential parts of our well-being: energy, faith, and love. This is a very difficult task because it is a task that begins with me, right? So I have been doing a lot of deep thought, a lot of work in therapy, a lot of, you know, flushing out some ugly truths. And for me to get my energy restored, I've really come to realize that I've got to do more. It's going to be a journey that is going to require a commitment from me to myself, to resiliency, for me, not for anybody else. More introspection. This is what it's going to take. And so I wanted to share my thoughts on what that's going to look like for me moving forward. So, in terms of energy and my restoration of energy, I am thinking that I need to delve deeper into a more holistic approach of existing. And my physical well-being is going to be the foundation of that. Now, there's some things I've already been doing and have incorporated into my everyday life that are reflecting this. But what tends to happen for me is that I have these things coming in that try to throw me off my game, and I let them. So, you know, I'm taking accountability for that. But those things, physical health, exercise, nutrition, excuse me. But the main thing was, I've been working on the exercise and the eating right part already. The main thing is rest. I am going to get as much rest as I want. Now, this is really going to require a lot of deconstruction on my part, because it was brought to my attention and has been brought to my attention several times that when I think I'm resting, I'm really not. You know, the fact that I'm not on the phone or not on my computer or not engaging with another person does not equate to rest. And sometimes even sleeping is not restful. And that is the case for me. My sleep has not been restful. So my primary goal to restore energy is to prioritize my rest. Allow my mind to recharge. Embrace mindfulness practices and meditation. Deep breathing. Trying to find that inner peace. And one of the things that I know brings me that peace and allows me to be in the right mindset to embrace some of these other ideologies is being close to water. And so I am going to make sure that I incorporate more oceanside, riverside, lakeside, bodies of water, sitting next to those bodies of water and just allowing the breezes to come off that water to embrace me and calm my often disruptive spirit. So that's the first thing, restoring energy. The second thing that I don't know, this is going to take more than 2024. I mean, I may be working on this thing for the rest of my life, actually. And that is to find and restore my faith. And I've got to be transparent here. I have really lost faith in a lot of things, particularly the last few years. Systems and people, primarily, I should say people and then systems that were in place, or I thought were in place to actually protect and guide me through some things, were non-existent. Coming to those discoveries is very hard to realize. And so what I am going to have to do is to revisit the values that I have. Look at my value system, reevaluate that, and then within that reevaluation of my value system, reconnect with why I'm here. What is my purpose of being here? Reconnect with that. Accept that. Be grateful for that. Acknowledge the positive parts of my life and surround myself with a more supportive community. These are the things that I am going to be working on. But like I said, I am fully aware that this is going to take me a long time. Anyway, and lastly, love. Love is the core of how we exist as people. And so what I am going to be re-emphasizing is self-love. So how am I going to do that? Stop criticizing myself, nurture a positive self-image. These are the two things that I am going to be working on. And I'm really hoping that by sharing this information, that I'm helping you considering doing the same. The more we love ourselves, it just shines. You shine from the inside out. And I'm shining a little bit, but I could absolutely shine some more. That love will allow me, hopefully, to build trust. Having that love of self will allow me to be so, so happy with myself that trust will become easier. Love is a transformative force. And if you love yourself first, you can change so many things about the world that surrounds you and heal wounds of that exist within yourself and heal wounds for other people as well. But that, of course, begins with you first. So that's my New Year message. Committing to oneself, pacing myself with this commitment. You're going to see, if you haven't noticed, there's going to be a lot of changes here at the Auntie Hour, or on the Auntie Hour. We're excited about those changes. We're excited about the direction that we are going. And we're happy to have you be a part of our journey and our family. And Happy New Year to you, aunties. See you soon.